News, June 20, 2024. It amazes me a company like Boeing can be having so many problems. Now that it seems to have spilled over into the Starliner rocket, it makes it even harder to believe. I see where it just got delayed from leaving the International Space Station again. One source is saying the earliest it can leave and return to Earth is June 26. I don't know if this date is correct, but I do know SpaceX has routinely been sending rockets to the space station and back for years now. I am beginning to think maybe they should let SpaceX rescue those two astronauts that are stuck on the station and let the rocket return remotely in case something bad happens on its return. MUFON is the Mutual UFO Network, and they are claiming they are going to release some of the most important UAP info which they have ever done during a presentation. I have no personal idea of what news is going to be released, but I have read some things by sources claiming to know something about this. It has been stated a new material was found and 90% of it was unknown. This was said to have been verified by two different labs. The rest of this story will be presented by MUFON during the presentation, along with probable other evidence of extraterrestrial presence, according to some of the sources. I have to wonder how many people have read the article about researchers at the University of Texas at Dallas who claim they have developed a custom chip that will allow cell phones to see through walls. We have been losing our privacy in so many ways, and now people will be able to do what the government needed special equipment to do, and we will not have any privacy in our own homes if this is true. I think if it is true, the chip should be limited only to law enforcement, and if anyone else is caught with it, they should go to jail. That is probably something that would never happen, since far less people go to jail than ever. Sometimes things happen in bad times which seem to make matters worse. The Space Force was established in 2019. It was announced today its budget will be cut, and I even heard it will happen again in for the next few years. I just don't get it. We are wasting trillions of dollars on useless programs, but when it comes to defending our country, we are cutting budgets. Our enemies must think we are the stupidest country in the world right now. Launching satellites is an expensive proposition, as is building new weapons and such, and right now is one of the worst times in history to make defense budget cuts. Did you ever wonder how people were picked to be sacrificed by the Mayans? Let's be honest, I bet you never thought about it. I didn't until recently. DNA testing has been conducted on some of the victims. Were they political enemies, and did the elite get an exemption for themselves and their families? Researchers thought men, women, and even children were victims of sacrifice at times. Researchers examined the remains of 64 people and found they were all young boys who were closely related, and there were even two sets of twins. Most of the boys were between 3 and 6 years old when killed. Speaking about death, an ancient cemetery was found where quite a few people were buried with their pets. I hope those pets were already dead and it wasn't something where the deceased were buried with their possessions and animals were considered possessions and buried alive. SETI is the search for extraterrestrial intelligence. It seems they are going to get a big increase in funding, and it was said this was to be used for new ways to look for alien signals. What I find interesting is the fact an article from a Russian who was said to be an expert in this field has come out with a statement saying searching for extraterrestrial civilizations is useless. This person is a member of the Russian Academy of Sciences. Scientists are excited about the holes found on Mars. Some believe the holes could be sheltering life, and might even be useful for astronauts in the future who need shelter. We have no idea how deep the holes are. We know nothing about where they might lead. One has to wonder if any artifacts like lava tubes might connect them or lead to interesting places. Lately, we have been hearing about how bad space is for people. We see ourselves how hard it is for the astronauts who are on our space station. They have to perform vigorous exercises every day, and still their muscles get weaker over time, and they get higher doses of radiation than we do on Earth. Something beneficial has just been announced about humans in space. The civilian crew that went to the space station for 3 days seems to have gotten younger. I am talking about the condition of their bodies. When they returned to Earth, all sorts of medical testing was done. The chromosome caps of the people got longer. It is said there was also protein changes and genes being changed. This all happened, and yet these people were only in space for 3 days. A space-based company named Stoke, out of Kent, Washington, is developing a new rocket booster engine. The test was being conducted to see if there were any problems with the startup and shutdown of the engine, which is said to be capable of 100,000 pounds of thrust. To make the engine more efficient, preburners are being used for the natural gas and oxygen, which are both liquefied, before they go into the main combustion chamber. The SpaceX Raptor engine is said to almost reach 500,000 pounds of thrust. There are a few people who think if they combine the ancient alchemies of the world, they might come up with something which might lengthen human longevity. They are diligently looking into the different formulas and claims which have been made over the centuries. All I can say about this is, don't get your hopes too high, all those alchemists are dead. Lastly, it is becoming more common knowledge that some microbes can survive lengthy voyages through space, and our planet might have been seeded with microscopic life either by random meteors containing microbes or on purpose. This is called panspermia.